This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
And we roll into the 4 o'clock hour. Welcome back, Gwynn and Chris, 97.3 The Fan. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby. We got about 26 minutes to go. And then we'll turn it on over to the National Football League. Monday Night Football, Giants and the Steel Curtain going head-to-head in Pittsburgh. Game 3 of the World Series is tonight as well in New York. Luis Arraez just made an appearance on the MLB Network. He was at the desk with the talking heads there, showing off his thumb.
His hard cast.
His hard cast thumb wrapped up after the surgery. Wish the Padres were hosting Game 3 of the World Series tonight, but alas, that was not to be. Dodgers, of course, have a 2-game-to-none series lead. Teams with a 2-0 series lead have won about 75% of the time.
We didn't even talk about Shohei Ohtani.
We did. We mentioned he's in the lineup. I think that's all we said. But he is indeed in the lineup for the Dodgers after the injury scare the other night.
Subluxation. Things Padres fans are very
Yeah, they don't
aware
like that
of.
Word too much. Yeah, and you're with a subluxation are going to go out and try to golf on Wednesday, huh?
Yes, it's not a subluxation. I actually had shoulder surgery, but
well, I know you did.
Yeah, we know that your rehab has been a little subpar at times.
I haven't seen you raise your arm. Can you raise your arm? All right.
That's a little different.
I raised my hand all the day.
When's the last time you golfed?
I actually went out and swung the club over the weekend, and you know what it's going to do? It's going to make my swing better because it's going to slow it down.
Is that what
honestly,
it's do?
It will slow it down, and it will because there's a the backswing is not the problem. It's the follow through.
Yeah,
that
you know why is because you got to slow that arm that shoulder down as it's coming through. That probably
here's
feel the that great.
Here's what's going to happen this week, Tony. Just so you're aware, Scraby is taking Wednesday off. He will be calling in to take Thursday and Friday
That's
off as well.
I messaged my
he's
doctor.
He's going to re-injure this thing. Yes.
I messaged my doctor and I said, hey, it's been 4 months now. Can I play golf? And he said, it may be painful, but you can't damage anything further. So,
that's always my favorite answer.
Doesn't mean you're going to be able to lift your arm up Thursday.
Exactly. It just means you can't hurt it any worse.
Yeah, he won't be here Thursday.
Yeah. I'll be here Thursday.
I'm willing to bet that if you are here, you're going to be almost, we won't be able to tolerate you.
You know
you're
what?
You're going to be complaining about how sore your shoulder is.
I get.
And then you're going to be in a little pissy mood because your shoulder hurts. We've seen this before, right? I think it was like right after surgery, you came in here. You was a little, the first day back, you were a little sore, a little grouchy because your shoulder was hurting.
Very grouchy.
So I'm just saying.
Thursday, you're either not going to be here or you're going to be here taking whining to a whole new level.
How do you guys know? Like, I give players a hard time about not playing. I will post on Thursday.
No, you
haven't
post,
posted
you...
for 4 months. Stop complaining.
I'm here every day.
You haven't been out on a ball field anywhere.
Brandon says, Scraby and Shohei are so much alike, risking their shoulder for the sport they love to play. Thank you, Brandon. Thank you.
Guys are unsimilar in every other way.
Right. That's their only similarity, right?
That is
there.
Right. All right, we got a chance for you to win a prize here. It's a good one. Pair of tickets to see San Diego State's season opener, basketball opener against UC San Diego. It's coming up on November the 6th. You can get tickets at GoAztecs.com. Now, last year, the Aztecs barely beat the Tritons, if I recall.
I remember
right.
that.
It was a last-second tip-in by
And I also recall
Jayden
everybody
Ledeen.
Being in a little bit of panic after.
Right, the Aztecs are not good. Maybe it was that UCSD was pretty good last year.
Yeah.
So could be a good opening game. Should be. November 6th. You'll get tickets if you can win Chris versus the Fan.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the Fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, the rules. You have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong and you move on to the next question or you win, if you're a first-time player, let us know before you get into it. You'll get that question for free today. And Chris versus the Fans is presented by SD Fat Loss. Lose 20 to 30 pounds in just 60 days. Visit SDFatLoss.com to schedule your free consultation. And I would like to say hello to someone who won the Aztec game tickets on Saturday tonight. I met him at the game. Antonio came over and said hello. Probably like, why is Scraby sitting by himself in this stadium? But he came over. He said hi. He was very nice.
Good.
He said he's a big fan of the show, and I wanted to shout you out, Antonio. So
I hope Brian Kenny freezes to death. Just want to get that out.
I hope Luis Arraez did not agree to an interview with him.
I think he did. He doesn't know what he says about him when he's in the locker room.
There's no way Brian Kenny likes Luis Arraez because he's a big analytic guy.
Yeah. What's the weather
he's
like
worth
here?
It. Well, you know, Luis is, what was the word they used?
Myth.
Oh, he's just a myth.
Yeah. The myth idea, of Luis Arraez.
The idea of Luis is a myth. All right, let's get to our first contestant.
It's only 52 degrees in New York.
We regress.
Oh, that's me.
Yeah.
All right. Did. Let's go to. Let's see. Who haven't we gone to in a while? Let's go to Evan in El Cajon.
Hello, Evan. How are you? Happy Monday.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Here we go. First question. Who is the number one college football team in the country?
That would be the Oregon Ducks.
Quack.
The Ducks is correct. On to question number two.
Who is the number two ranked team? No, I'm just kidding.
What manager is the winningest postseason manager of all time?
Ooh.
Joe Torre.
I was going to go with Terry Francona. I didn't think of Joe Torre, but that's a good answer because it's correct.
Good answer.
98 still hurts.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Here we go. Question number three.
Sorry to laugh at your pain.
Have we asked any of these?
No.
Okay. Jacoby Brissett has played for four teams in the last 4 years. Name three of the four.
Ooh, doggy.
Oh, New England.
Correct.
Indianapolis.
Maybe.
And. Carolina.
Stay there.
He did not get it. Indianapolis, New England, and I know the Dolphins had him.
Was that your answer?
Yeah.
Oh. Wow.
What? He didn't play for an Indianapolis?
He did not play for
in
the Colts in the last
4 years.
Oh, I didn't hear that part.
Well, you got to listen to the question, dude.
Hey, Evan, good for you.
Either way,
man.
Evan, congratulations, my friend.
Nice job.
Good for you, Evan.
Stay right there, Evan.
Patriots would have worked. Commanders would have worked. Browns would have also worked.
Browns, wow, I don't remember
and
that.
And the Dolphins were correct.
Dolphins, okay. Didn't recall the other ones there, the Well, did he play a lot for the Commanders and the Browns?
I think he started for the Commanders. I think he took over for the Browns.
Yeah.
And I don't know what he did with the Dolphins.
Not much.
staying in the football lane.
Good for you, Evan. Hang on the line, man. Congrats.
Nice work, Evan.
Yeah, good work. First contestant today.
I think we've talked about this often on our show when athletes tweet something and then we get to like parsing it and trying to figure out what is he saying about the team, or when a guy erases all of his pictures, that obviously means something. Well, here's an example of posting something and then it like spiraling in a way maybe you didn't anticipate, and then you having to kind of backpedal. Jordan Addison, number two for the Minnesota Vikings, posted maybe sometime at the end of last week.
They played Thursday night.
So I think it was Friday he might have posted, maybe Saturday. But he posted free three. Now he wears the number three.
Free three. Okay, him up. Yeah.
Right. So however you want to see that. Now, mind you, he is playing behind perhaps the best receiver in all of the NFL, in Justin Jefferson, right? So he's asking to be free. And so when you post that and you put nothing out there, guess what happens? You leave it to everybody else's imagination to what you actually meant.
He's caught 14 balls this year so far.
Yeah. And so today he wants to let everybody know that we're making too big of a deal of it.
We are, huh?
People just try to make something out of anything.
What was he trying to say?
Yeah, I mean, tell us what you were saying.
He said, I think, what did he say? He said, early Saturday morning, Addison posted a photo on social media, which led to the speculation. Addison, however, said Monday that he has used the phrase for at least 4 years, beginning with his time at the University of Pittsburgh, and later posted a screenshot of Instagram posts from the time period to clarify. I think it came up that in 2020 fall camp at Pittsburgh, so that's where that started. People got to do their homework before they start saying stuff.
Real quick, I thought he played at USC.
He transferred to USC his last collegiate season.
Yeah. All right, so he's missed, what did they play, 8 games? According to this, he's only played 5 games.
Yeah,
so
he missed the first three.
He was hurt, yeah.
He missed three. He's caught, look, 3-3, 3-3, and 2. So he hasn't had a big game yet.
Yeah.
Maybe he drafted himself in fantasy football.
and
he's upset.
He caught 70 passes on 108 targets for 911 yards in his rookie season last year.
I think it sounds like he wants the ball more.
Right.
Don't you? I mean, I don't know if you guys watch like I do, but like my fantasy game yesterday, the Packers have that Jaden Reed, who's had a couple of really good games for me this year.
Yeah.
But every time they throw a ball and it pan down the field and it's not your guy,
You're irritated. For sure.
But when that happens for 3 quarters in a row, you honestly don't want to play fantasy football ever again.
This is why I haven't watched.
Drives me crazy, and I don't know why it gets me so much.
We didn't watch yesterday because I couldn't.
Yeah.
But I haven't watched the last couple of weeks as it pertains to my fantasy.
Man, it's crazy.
It's just been going terribly. It
hasn't gone good for you.
By the way, this is one of my leagues still.
Wow.
I was winless until this past week. Finally, I got a win. Yeah.
Well, this is game week on our show.
7.
This is game week on our show because Scraby and I face off this coming weekend.
I'm coming off of a 150-plus point performance over the weekend.
Did you get the win, though?
I got the dub.
Oh, he got the dub.
Last week, I faced the highest score. This week, I am the highest scorer.
But we got to go to break. So 4:13 on the clock.
Oh, yeah.
We got to get to break.
Down.
When we come back, we'll wrap this thing up. Get ready for Monday Night Football. More Gwen and Chris on the other side of this traffic.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service ported, 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Coverage on 97.3 The Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Head to T-Mobile.com and get a great deal on an iPhone 16 Pro. Those are pretty sick. Wife just got one.
Oh, yeah?
What do they do?
They're light. A.
For they're
as
light.
As big as they do.
Wait, are these heavy?
Once you hold the new one, you realize that yours is heavy.
Okay.
What else is on there?
Apple Intelligence.
Yes, the AI.
I'm not a fan of on either phone.
Yeah, now, like you know how on the, at least my phone, in order to put it on silent, you got to kind of click a button over here or like roll it up.
Yep.
Now you can just, there's like a button on the side, you just hold it and it goes on silent. That's the only thing you've come up with so far.
No, it's different.
I don't know about other phones.
Here's my little clicker thing right
here. Yeah, see, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, you don't have to do that anymore.
Here's my clicker thing.
You no longer have to do that.
Did you see, going to happen more and more, right? Cowboys lose, and some guy who covers the Cowboys posts something on Twitter during the game, or X, and it's a photo of Trayvon Diggs, Cowboys linebacker, trying to chase down George Kittle, who's already caught the ball.
Cornerback.
And yes. Diggs, sorry, he's a cornerback. Kittle catches the ball, Diggs is chasing him. The tweet appears to question Diggs and whether or not he was really giving maximum effort out there.
Of course.
Now, how somebody can possibly tell this by a photo on a tweet is kind of beyond me. And it's, I don't like these kind of cheap shots like this. And Trayvon Diggs didn't like it either. And he confronted the guy after the game.
And said, that's who he confronted.
Yeah, he said, that's what you took from that, out of that whole play. You don't know football. You can't do nothing that I can do. You can't go out there and do nothing. Stay in your lane, buddy.
No profanities in there.
No profanity, and Diggs didn't speak to media after the game. Mike McCarthy said today, we got to do better. We got to stay on the high road, et cetera, et cetera. I'm not so sure you have to stay on the high road.
I mean,
when somebody's going to tweet that, they better be ready to handle a little noise.
That's effort. And again, you better be right, because if the effort is what it should be, any player is going, and I mean, listen, credit to him for being able to confront without, you know, going over the line there.
Yeah, no, he didn't. He yelled, he raised his voice. I saw the clip, but I mean, it wasn't, you know, bad.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, people tweet this stuff, and, you know, I always go back to what John McEnroe said many years ago, but you have a responsibility in the media because people believe what you say. What?
I say, at least they used to.
At least they, right. But I think people still believe it. Even where nowadays, a lot of times it's not true. And that's just, you know, to question somebody's effort, you know, it's one thing if a guy hits a fly ball, you know, and he's jogging and the ball lands and you don't end up on second base. Then you can tweet that and say, hey, he didn't give great effort there. But in a football play, how do we know? I don't know. That's I'm on Trevon Diggs' side there. And I don't usually support the Diggs family.
Especially nowadays, there's so much noise in my house that I a lot of times will have the TV sound down kind of in silence, watching. So I didn't actually hear what was said. I saw him, and then I saw some of the kind of headlines that he kind of went off.
Yeah, that's what it was. And then the guy had a really lousy comeback, too. He's like, well, if you want to answer the question, I mean, I'd be happy for you to answer the question. And
what?
Yeah, I don't even know where that was coming from.
That's called being called out.
I want to know how old this reporter is, because I'm learning that the younger reporters are doing this and the older reporters are staying in their lane. I think there's a happy medium somewhere.
I don't know how old the guy was,
but he looked younger.
I don't like the idea of. I mean, I understood what Diggs was saying, but that is the thing that he was questioning. I think he was out of pocket for because.
Effort.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, if Diggs was running hard, he didn't catch him. He just didn't catch him. Not that he wasn't trying. And to question that's the one thing most athletes get upset about.
They don't care for that if they're actually trying to hustle, right. And you're saying they're not.
Yeah. So there's that.
Salvador Perez won the Roberto Clemente Baseball Award today.
It's a big deal. That is
prestigious honor.
The Good Human Being Award in Major League Baseball.
Not bad to win that.
Padres had two candidates, Jason Adam and Manny Machado. Jason Adam from
Toronto. Oh, because
Toronto.
He was the Toronto rep, Tampa Bay rep.
Yeah, so.
Good to be a rep even in the finalist
absolutely.
For that award is a big deal.
There's only 30 of those guys being recognized.
I have 1 minute worth of complaint if you guys can handle it.
You don't have a Chronicles next, so go ahead.
I was watching a Sunday Night Football game last night, guys. And they showed what happened with Dak Prescott recently. He proposed to his longtime girlfriend, so they are now engaged. But
shout out to Dak. Congratulations.
He did it. He did it on the green of a golf course. And I was wondering how angry Chris would be if someone was holding up his golf game doing a proposal.
I didn't know you were going to go there.
Because the first thing I said last night when I saw it, I'd be like, that's great and everything, but if I'm behind you, I want to hit in. Like, what are we doing here? Come on, let's keep it moving.
Yeah, especially if he uses electric cart to bring the ring over.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Chris, and his electric cart.
Can't be waiting for that.
I like the way you turned the vehicle at the last second. I thought for sure you were going someplace else.
Because the putter was on the ground. The balls are still on the green. Like, they still need to putt out like Dak. There's people playing
behind
you,
bro. Did they finish the hole? I wonder after she.
I mean, that's a lot of excitement. I don't know.
It might have been the end of the golf round at that point.
No kidding. Pick up your ball and go home.
All right. Monday Night Football follows Giants Steelers. We'll be back for 4 hours tomorrow. Have a good day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.